Do you understand impermanence as a phenomena of a river flowing or as a light being turned on and off? Bhikkhu Nalayo's descriptions. I think limiting oneself to an either-or understanding or image of impermanence is making it a bit too tight. Because it has a whole constellation, the word anicca. You have to come back to the Pali. If you go, it might sound, you know, the English language is still, and you know, didn't, you know, we're just trying to approximate, trying to get somewhere close to what the terms are, and so it's important to. Some of the basic terms are really good to understand the what the Pali is, what the scriptural words are, and you don't need to be a Pali scholar to know this. Just these are sort of ordinary concepts that have a constellation of nuances of meaning. So the word anicca has so impermanence. Is one thing. Change, inconstancy. And Ajahn Jeff translates it because the word nicca means something that's constant. And so inconstant, something that's. As Ajahn Chah says, uncertain, not sure. So those are different ways of holding it. And they're all valid. You don't have to find one. Sort of meanings, and they all have a different nuance in terms of is it flowing in terms of change, or is it something discrete that's off and on? Well, it's all of that, and that's the reflection is being able to encompass the mind with familiarizing itself with that. Those qualities of uncertainty, of change, of impermanence, of inconstancy. So then the mind starts to, because you're using those as a means of fostering clarity and relinquishing, letting go.